Stay tuned for your 3CR podcast, featuring interviews from Bundles Fire Radio Show. 3CR is an independent community radio station in Fitzroy, Victoria, on the unceded lands of the Kulin Nation. For more information, go to www.3cr.org.au. This is, you're at the fire with Bundelini. It's 43 minutes past 11. I've got a very special guest on the line. None other than Garidula, Wananungu man. How you going,
hey,
brother?
I'm doing good, eh? How you doing?
I thought I'd check in, get a bit of a report from you. How you travelling, bros?
Yeah, pretty good. You know, like, it was a bit of a mission to get down here to Gadigal, to Sydney. I tried to leave last Tuesday early, you know what I mean? Ended up getting my car bogged. I had to sleep in the car for the night, and then one of the brothers had to walk 30 kilometres back to the camp to pick up the troopies to come out. Troopies not registered, so I had to buy a day pass just to get the troopie out on the road so the mining company doesn't report me to the police. And got out, though. And
we're talking about your where you got your fire there, Wananungu country, and that's underwater, yeah?
Yeah, flooded all around, eh? We just got out in the troopie, but the brothers are still, family is still at camp there keeping the fires going. And, you know, we...
Well, that would have been a bit of a task.
Yeah, it was a bit of a task. Like, had to snatch the car out of the bog. The car was half inside the water, so there was no... what's it called? People couldn't put their feet down on one side and half in the water, so pretty interesting. But
we had to keep the fire going too in the water there.
Oh, well, because of where the fires are, they're up on mounds.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, yeah. At the front, it's up on a flood berm wall that they had built.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this is a good place to put a fire.
Okay, yep.
And then, so it's just a big dirt mound, and at the back, it's out on the spring hole dam that they dug out.
So it's pretty intense. This flood right across, like, I suppose, mainly the northern part of Queensland.
It was like just so sudden. Within like an hour and a half, every water was just rushing through our whole area. Like, and we were like waist deep in water, and all of our stuff from the kitchen is just like floating off.
Well, when's the last time that happened?
We haven't really had one like that before since we've gotten there. Mm-hmm. That was pretty, just the right place, right time for that rain event, I guess, you know.
Yeah,
Yeah, but, you know, it's good, you know, it filled up the dam that we live around, so that's enough water again for us for a whole year in basically one night's rain.
Yeah, okay.
But it turns out good, though, you know, because it's like the river. I just trust the river that it'll take me, and then managed to get out, and we had a friend on the other side of the of all the flooding, that we jumped into his car then and drove out.
You might need a few tinnies.
Yeah, definitely need to get a tinny.
At least a canoe.
Yeah, you know, it's day 1617 out there, still across the road from the mine, and we had a win today in court.
Today?
Yeah, in the full bench of the Supreme Court, eh?
Yeah, what happened?
So the state's been trying to knock out our case about us having and using the Human Rights Act by saying that we have a right to Doomabulla Springs and the protection of Doomabulla Springs, and the government mustn't limit our rights. So that means that anybody else that is contributing to the limiting of our rights to that spring, their operations must halt. So this is now going to trial, that the state has to now apply for special leave to the High Court now. That's the only other road now for them to take.
Wow.
Now they're caught in a bind, because now they're going to be panicking today, old Wedgie.
Wow.
They will be panicking today, and the federal government will be like, you need to contain this, because if you don't contain this, then it can spread out to everywhere once it goes to the High Court. Because they reckon only 10% of the times of the cases that the state has tried to seek special leave from what the judges have already ruled has only been like 10%.
Yeah, wow, that's very interesting, Garigula. That's amazing, actually.
Yeah, so if it goes to the High Court, everybody's in then. But if they contain it into Queensland, then they have to. They'll eventually will win in the court because all three judges have all accepted that we have human rights and we have cultural rights.
It's taken them a while.
Two years, eh?
I reckon. And 250 on top of that.
Yeah. I mean, we've been fighting the whole mining company for, 13, 14 years now. And since like 1860, 1863 as well.
Yeah.
Well,
you've been a real thorn in their side, brother.
Well, that's it, eh? I'm just one of those bindies, you know what I mean? Doesn't matter how tough you are, if you stand on that bindy, you're going to start popping.
That's right, bros. You've got to have a go, too. If you don't have a go...
Exactly.
If you don't fight, you lose, as they say.
Exactly. And that's what I've maintained the whole time, eh? It's like, it's not over until we say it's over.
That's right.
And, that's the one thing that, like, I listen to a lot of people, because I went to Yarban and did a bit of a talk on sovereignty and what it means and stuff like that.
How did that all go?
Yeah, it was good, hey. I come to the realisation and I thought about it to myself and I'm like, what is sovereignty and what does it mean? And it's like, well, it's the ability for me to just lay into the dirt and put my feet and hands into the ground and say, I am this place and I can lay here forever.
Oh, I'm back
and
home. I'm home.
And no one can ever move me from this soil where my old people come from.
No. I hear you.
And,
exactly.
And so it's freedom because 97% of other people in this country will never, ever know real freedom.
No. Well, they didn't start off very well. They started off as a convict penal colony.
Well, yeah. I mean, even the English people and the people that have come here have been under this spell for the last 1,000 years since Alexander the Great first come to pillage them.
Yeah, that's a long time they would know and free them.
Exactly. So they've been under this spell for a lot longer. And it's like, truly, I start to understand it until you live in the bush just sitting by a fire every day.
Yes.
And you have these, I don't know, whether they're like epiphanies,
That's where that's where it will happen, bros, around that fire, like when you've got that peace of mind. You can think of these things. Well, it does come to you.
It's inside of you.
Yes.
It's epigenetics. It's written into your DNA how to just be.
And that's what brings it out too, by sitting around that fire on country. That's what's going to draw it out. And
great example. How many ideas or how many things have come to your head while you're just sitting there around that fire?
That's the only time I can think like that, Russ, around that fire, because you feel like you're home, and you feel like it gives you power and strength, and what?
That's it. That's the ceremony that draws you into Earth, because only you and lightning strikes can make that.
And I really believe that it draws it. It brings us closer to our ancestors as well. I feel like they're there through that fire as well. That's what attracts them.
That's it. It connects the past, the present, and the future.
Absolutely. So, how was your day up there in Sydney? Anyway, how was the Invasion Day stuff?
It was pretty good. I didn't manage to catch the march because I had to speak right when they were starting the march.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool.
But I was talking about freedom for Indigenous people of the mentality of we have the chance to be like everybody else and be a part of the system if we want to, but you also have a choice to just be who you want to be. and it's about really just trying, what's the best way, how do Aboriginal people heal our trauma? And because most Aboriginal people, nearly every Aboriginal person has a traumatic story that is probably a big reasoning on a big
It's intergenerational trauma, brother. Like,
yeah,
it's embedded in us all, whether we know it or understand it or not.
Yeah.
It's just there.
It's the trauma. They created the trauma, and then they know what the traumatic trigger is.
Yes.
And they keep pressing that traumatic trigger to keep them, to keep Aboriginal people traumatized. And it's a sick game, you know what I mean, that this country has learned to do. But, you know, being on the country, I realised that it's like I'm not angry anymore. You know what I mean? I'm not even angry at racist people, racist Anglo men that are angry because they feel like they're displaced and they don't know anything. So they just cling to whatever culture that is, and that's why they cling to the Union Jack. That's why they're one of the last countries to keep clinging to the Union Jack out of all the Commonwealth countries.
That's sad because state of affairs, actually.
And so that's why I feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
It's not I don't hate them.
No, it's no good to feel. It's no good. I learned that a while ago, too, because I was an angry young man when I was growing up. But I realised anger eats you up, too. You've got to be careful with that. And it's better to be just,
trying to understand people, you know what I mean? In a sense of, I think Aboriginal people are supposed to be the people that help other people deal with their genetic trauma.
Of course, mate. Because through
our culture.
We're beautiful doctors in that regard, brothers. We understand that. We've been around long enough.
Yep.
We've had that beautiful teaching from our ancestors. And But
and
one thing I believe, bros, is what we can do, we can rip that Union Jack off that flag. We don't need Jack on our flag, right?
Yep.
Get rid of that. Maybe get rid of that Federation star too. Yeah. And just have the Southern Cross there. How does that look?
Yep.
Just have the Southern Cross.
And this is a big question that I also say to ask Aboriginal people, that if you expect change from this country, then we also need to understand that we need to make some sort of changes too, to come and go, okay, then we'll give up our flag if you give up your flag.
That's right.
And let's just say let's rinse off and start again.
Yeah.
And if you still want an identity, you have your little tribal flag that has your totemic animals of what your tribe is.
Yeah, of course. That's you the know? Way to
and,
do it, man.
And that way, then, like we had on our shields back in the day.
Yeah, it'll go back to the original way one day, bro. That's the logic.
Because it's just, I feel like it was maybe it was a psyop to sow division.
Yeah, it's in the interest of colonialism and exploitation to do all that stuff. You know?
Yeah, because why then? It was originally, to me, the Aboriginal flag is a battle flag. You know, it's our resistance flag, you know what I mean? And it's like, well, it's owned by the government now.
Yeah, that's right, bro. That's why we've reverted to the one we produced earlier, the one we created earlier, the original temp. Because it is that. It's our liberation flag, and you can't have the government owning that. That's a problem. And I used to love the red, black, and yellow. I'm just
And
sad.
That's why now, like, I'm comfortable in who I am and having my own tribe's flag.
Yes.
Like the one that we have on our T-shirts. I only rep that flag.
Yeah, I got that one hanging up my house too.
I'll get you another one when I come back down.
Yeah, deadly.
That you can wear. And
okay. Yeah, sweet.
When we start to realise that, like, when I have my own flag, it's almost like it's individuals, you know what I mean? And it gives me now a third-person perspective on seeing the whole flag situation.
It gives you a real identity. And that's right, how it should be, you know? How many black nations are here? How many flags are we entitled to?
Yeah,
you know?
That's it, you know? And I think everyone's just flung to a flag, and we can't expect one side to compromise without a little bit of compromise.
No, we know how to roll with that.
And I think, you know, at this point in time, I just like, I feel like another country coming in, like America coming to try and take us and become the 52nd state or whatever.
Yeah.
That's the type of thing to unite around.
Absolutely.
But I'm not uniting around a flag that they already had that they used to stamp our people into the ground. That's just number one. But, you know, like I'm not going to unite with them under that flag. It's just pure and simple. We get rid of both flags, have a new flag. But it's also like I'm not uniting with you about hating on other people. I'm not going to entertain the fact that I'm going to get into the same hating, spitting contest on immigrants that you've just relocated your anger from Aboriginal people onto immigrants because it's just the next easiest thing to do.
No, it makes us no better than them, bros.
Exactly.
We're beyond that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If they don't like the immigration coming in, then they tell their politicians to change the immigration policy then.
Well, you know? That's like, changing the constitution then, isn't it? Anyway, we've got 1 minute to go, bros, before we get...
Yeah,
next program, Yellerman with Kieran Asherton-Stewart coming up. So...
deadly.
So what's your last words, bros?
Last words is we've got cultural rights, and those rights are protect, to not rights to sell, but rights to maintain and protect cultural sacred sites, not just for you and your family, but for other tribes and other people that are willing to come and learn.
Beautiful, Bruce. And we have got an example of that down here at Camp Sovereignty too.
That's it.
I feel like we had a bit of a victory the other day at the dawn service. I think we're there forever now. We're entrenched.
Yep.
We've recreated our site there.
That's it.
Keep up the good work, brother.
You too.
All right.
Good,
love you, man.
Talk to you.
Okay.
Hello, Reggie.
See you, brother. Thanks for listening to a 3CR podcast. To listen to a full audio of Bunjil's Fire radio show, a historically informed critical analysis of Aboriginal affairs and the ongoing political movement for land rights, treaty, sovereignty and the cessation of genocide, go to 3cr.org.au/Bunjil's Fire. If you want to support independent black media on 3CR, please go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online.